FRC.ca.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Good morning. It is 11 a.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM on Tuesday morning, and you are listening to Jingling Queerly. Normally listening queerly, but it is Christmas Eve here, and we're doing a special holiday episode for ya. As always, it's Lauren coming to you from the basement of Carruthers Hall. I will be your host for the next hour until Democracy Now! Takes over for ya, and I'm so thrilled to be bringing you this holiday special Jingling Queerly. Shout out to Jesse at the station for coming up with that one. I gotta give credit where credit is due. But I have not had the opportunity to do a special episode like this before in just over 2 years of doing this show. So we've got a lot coming up that I'm really excited about. The MO for this show is going to be pretty simple, but a little bit different than your usual Listening Queerly fare. We're going to visit some queer favorites from like the holiday season and that sort of thing. Personally, I celebrate Christmas, so a lot of this is Christmas music, but not all of it. And as well, then we're also going to go to some like novelty songs and some particular ones that are my favorites that maybe aren't a part of the usual rotation or ones that I really just think deserve to be on this episode. Now, our first track is the latter category. This album is Christmas to me. It always has been. You can hear me beaming through the microphone. It was released in 1984 by two country legends, and perhaps an even more like legendary collaboration than anything else in their duo and what they were able to put together as a pair. One of them has sadly passed on. One legend is still kicking. You might know what I'm talking about already. 1984's Once Upon a Christmas was released by Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. We're going to hear from Trixie Mattel just after this, but we're going to kick it off with Dolly and Kenny here on CFRC 101.9 FM with their track, With Bells On.
I'll be home with bells on.
flight is grounded from New York to LA. Snow is blowing, no one's going nowhere, so they say. Baby's crying, mama's trying hard to get them home. This is Christmas, baby, when you're gone. Cookies in the oven are blackened underneath. And what's even more, a nail in the door where no one's hung a wreath. Sleigh bells on the radio have static in the sound. This is Christmas without you around. No time like the present for a present from a tree. I don't want one, it ain't no fun without you here with me. And I'm not feeling warmer from the fireplace DVD. Burning flames and reindeer games keep playing on TV. Snow is staying, news is saying, folks should just stay home. This is Christmas without you alone. No time like the present for a present from a tree. I don't want one, it ain't no fun without you here with me. Standing under a mistletoe with no one else around. Throwing snowballs without snowfall, nothing on the ground. Now it's seeming the tree is leaning, it's tumbling to the floor. Although you're kind of Jewish, and our love is kind of newish, this Christmas isn't Christmas anymore.
And you just heard from Trixie Mattel with Christmas Without You. That is off what I believe to be her debut release, Homemade Christmas, from 2017. Before that, we heard from Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers with Bells On from their 1984, if I do say, classic Christmas album, Once Upon a Christmas. I have that album on vinyl. I will be spinning it probably later today, hoping that you enjoyed that here on Jingling Queerly, and hope that your holiday preparations, whatever they may be, are going well. But if you're maybe a little bit tired of hearing the same Christmas music over and over again wherever you go, I know I kind of am too. Hopefully this is a nice alternative to you, and that's kind of what we do here at CFRC. Maybe you don't know, but you still have just about one more week to contribute to our 2024 funding drive. So if you're tired of the top 40 on repeat and you love local music and supporting the live local music scene, CFRC welcomes local and touring musicians into our studios, ready to play their music just for you. CFRC needs to raise money to provide necessary equipment, better acoustics, and a better performance space for musicians who play live on our airwaves, and ensure more trained volunteers are able to host them on their programs. So if you're interested in hearing live music and you like the variety that you get on CFRC, whether or not you're tapped into our live programs, you should be. Maybe you could consider donating to CFRC this holiday season, or consider a gift of $50 or more. That really means a lot to our ability to do those studio upgrades. You can visit cfrc.ca today or give to Queens Now to get a tax receipt for your donation. But if you donate securely through our website, you get amazing free CFRC gifts and chances to win raffle prizes from local businesses. For every $5 donated, you get one raffle ticket and lots of CFRC swag. So again, you've got 1 week left. Time is running out to donate to CFRC. It is a worthy cause, I assure you. I know that it's a tough time of year, so if you are able to, all we ask is that you would consider it if you like what we do here. Thank you so much for your time. Now, we're going to keep it going with the music here, but we are going to chill it out a little bit, because I think some of my favorite Christmas and holiday songs encapsulate the kind of melancholy that often comes with the season. I think these are next two tracks are two great examples of that. We're going to start with a classic off of one of the most classic albums of all time from 1971, Joni Mitchell's Blue. So we are going to hear from Orville Peck with Happy Trails, his new single, in just a bit. But for now, here on CFRC 101.9 FM, it's Joni Mitchell with River.
Cutting down trees, they're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away. He put me at ease, and he loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. They're cutting down trees, they're putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
Of all runway, and although I wish you were here with me instead, I see happy trails ahead, still shine in my eyes. I don't know why Venus at night, first up in the sky, even though we're watching her from different beds, there's gotta be happy trails ahead. happy trails, my God. Nothing's ever easy in love's heart. Just finding it once makes it worth all the tries. Happy trails wherever you fly. Somewhere nice, somewhere quiet. Take it all in, let it linger. Breathe in the night. 'Cause yesterday is gone, and today's almost spent. So wish me happy trails ahead. I wish you happy trails ahead.
I don't care if you're wearing a sweater or a bow in your hair. Life is much better when the cider is spiked, when the underwear's longer, just like the night. Brothers and sisters, don't be late. Whatever holiday you celebrate, there's a hook on the cold dock, there's a fork and a plate. Store-bought or the mistletoe's fake. Take whatever you brought and lay it out pretty. Red wine'll do fine winter time in the city. Brothers and sisters, don't be late.
You just heard the brand new holiday song, A Fork and a Plate, from a brave individual who goes by the name of Stefan Wiener. Before that, we heard from Orville Peck with Happy Trails. That's also a new Christmas single for you. And we kicked off that block with Joni Mitchell and River. A Fork and a Plate, I think, is just such a sweet song that I came across online from a creator who does some really good comedy writing work and stuff, like comedy music. But this one's a little bit more serious and I think expresses a really great sentiment for this time of year about togetherness. And I love to just get together with people and have snacks and play board games and stuff. It's probably my favorite part of the season. Maybe let me know what yours is. Maybe I'll put up a little poll on our Instagram. That's just listeningqueerly.cfrc. But I've got more coming up, and we're going to revisit another classic that I felt like, oh, I just love it so much. I don't know exactly where it lands in the category of this episode, but it's just so good, and it had such a resurgence. I think it was last Christmas that I wanted to just spin it for you here as we approach kind of a third into our time. We're going to have some local favorites coming up for you that I don't want to spoil just yet, but I know that you will enjoy it, certainly. But for now, we're going to turn it over to the Pogues and Kirsty MacColl with Fairy Tale of New York here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, "Won't see another one." And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in like 10 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome,
you were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drums they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, "Go away, babe." And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Dripping that boat.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap and you haggard. Happy Christmas, you're a thought, my God, it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD chorus still singing, "Go away, babe." And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you. Are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
this December. You crash my heart in a bank of snow, and it's just getting colder. I'm drama, I'm sick, I'm drunk again on Christmas. I'm drama, I'm sick, sick of Christmas. I'm drama, I'm sick, I'm drunk again on Christmas. I'm drama, I'm sick. Your presents you'll never open. The earmuffs were stolen. You were a secret I planned on sharing. Now I won't tell no one. I'm drama, I'm sick, I'm drunk again on Christmas. You're done with all this. I'm sick of Christmas. I'm drama, I'm sick, I'm drunk again. I'm drama, I'm sick, I'm sick of Christmas. 31 days feels like a year when everyone but you is here. Should've known when you disappeared that all I get from you is tears. Drinking so I don't have to remember the longest December. Drinking so I don't have to remember. So I don't have to remember the longest December. Drinking so I don't have to remember the longest December. It was the longest December.
And you just heard from Tiny Horse with Longest December here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Hometown Heroes, that's off their EP, A Tiny Horse Christmas, which came out in 2022. Before that, we heard the classic Fairy Tale of New York. For some reason, those two just kind of made sense in my head as a unit, as a block there. We're coming up on the half hour. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM with our Jingling Queerly holiday and Christmas Eve special here with Lauren. Hope that I'm keeping you nice company here so far ahead of the really kind of chill stretch of the holidays. Hopefully, I hope that you will have some time to relax and take care of yourself. Don't forget to tune in next week at this time, same day, Tuesdays at 11 a.m. for Listening Yearly. That's going to be my year in review of my favorite tracks of the year. So hopefully that will also be a good listen for ya. But this next one, I am going to jokingly, everything is okay, please do not panic, I'm going to jokingly, lightly issue a warning. If you are attempting not to get whammed this Christmas, if you know what I mean, then you need to tune out and come back. You need to tune out and come back in about 5 or so minutes. Maybe a little bit longer because it is a long track. If you don't know what I'm talking about, there's kind of a thing online right now where you see how long you can go through the holiday season without hearing this next track. It is exceedingly difficult to do. It's not because it's not a wonderful track. It just seems to be everywhere. But I'm going to play it because it's Listening Queerly Christmas Eve. You know I gotta. So without any further ado, this is your final whammed warning here on CFRC 101.9 FM. It's Wham with Last Christmas.
Yeah. White. as you can tell, I'm very outgoing and a little bit shy, but I've decided that this song is just too short. It's such a beautiful Christmas song, but it's only one verse, so I added one extra one. Here it goes. I'm dreaming of a white snowman with a carrot nose and charcoal eyes. Oh, and when he cries, I'm gonna tell him it's okay, because Santa's on his sleigh and he's on his way. I suppose it's not very white outside.
And you just heard from Lady Gaga here on CFRC 101.9 FM with her rendition of White Christmas off of 2011's A Very Gaga Holiday. Before that, we heard Last Christmas by Wham, a personal favorite, but hopefully if you are attempting to do this Wham challenge, I gave you enough headway there that you were able to come back in time to hear Lady Gaga, as I am prone to calling her after hearing someone say it, and it just wormed its way into my brain. Definitely a more relaxed episode of Listening Queerly here today because it is so close to the holidays. Thank you so much for being tuned in and being here with me. As you may know, you have 1 week left in our CFRC funding drive. It is the best time of year to support us. It means a lot for me to be here with you on these airwaves and be able to bring you the music that I care about and music that you hopefully will grow to care about as well. It's a tradition at this point for me. It's in the blood. It's meant a lot to my experience here at Queens and in Kingston. And so I hope that if you are able, you will consider donating to CFRC.ca to hear even more Listening Queerly. If you're not too sick of my picks and my ramblings yet, hopefully I can bring a little joy to your week when you are tuned in. So you can visit CFRC.ca today or give to Queens now to get a tax receipt for your donation. Or you can donate securely through our website and get amazing free CFRC gifts and chances to win raffle prizes from local businesses. For every $5 donated, you get one raffle ticket and lots of CFRC swag just in time for the holidays. Give yourself a little gift of some cute CFRC swag. Coming up next is a track for which, in the best way possible, I will have to vacate the vicinity and let it spin for you, because this one is enough to bring me to tears. I don't have time to tell the whole story, but it's a very, very, very nostalgic track for me. And I know that might sound a little wild when I tell you what it is, but that's just the fact of the matter. And I think it is one of those ones that just brings a smile to your face if you've never heard it before. So we are going to spend some time with some Canadian Christmas classics right after this. Going to talk a little bit more about those after the break. But for now, here on CFRC 101.9 FM, it's going to be the Listening Queerly debut of two people, Rosie O'Donnell and Elmo. Yes, that Elmo, with their rendition of Do You Hear What I Hear?
See what I see. the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
A star dancing in the night.
With a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite.
As big as a kite?
That's right, buddy. Your turn, go ahead.
New Year's Eve. when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night. Welcome in the that I could be the one chose out of a thousand invitations you sent. But in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. What are you doing New Year's Eve?
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
God, our Heavenly Father, this blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Oh, stop. Star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Crown him again, King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign.
Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading still. Perfect light.
Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Hallelujah, hallelujah, worship him, God most high.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing dismay. God rest ye merry gentlemen,
God rest ye merry
gentlemen. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing dismay.
And you just heard from Bare Naked Ladies with Sarah McLachlan with their rendition of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen off the Canadian classic Christmas album from 2004, Bare Naked for the Holidays. That one, of course, turns into like We Three Kings as it goes. It is maybe, it might be my favorite of all time. Absolutely love it. I think there's a stroke of genius to that track that I really appreciate and find myself returning to every holiday season. We also heard from Rufus Wainwright with What Are You Doing New Year's Eve. That particular rendition by him is from the McGarrigle Christmas Hour from 2005, so in and around the same time, as is A Rosie Christmas from 1999, so just a few years prior, with Elmo and Rosie singing Do You Hear What I Hear? If you've heard that one before, let me know, because I think that was just because my mom had a Rosie Christmas CD that was in a lot, but gosh, I just love that one too. We are coming to the end here of what we've been calling Jingling Queerly here on CFRC 101.9 FM. It's our Christmas Eve or our holiday special. And we're going to be back next Tuesday, which is New Year's Eve, December 31st, Tuesday at 11 a.m. with another special celebrating both the holidays and our funding drive, rather. And that is going to be entitled Listening Yearly. Again, thank you to Jesse for the name shout and the suggestion there. That is going to be your humble host's year in review, my best of the best, what I've really been enjoying this year. So we're going to branch out even from the Listening Queerly rotation and talk a little bit about stuff that I've had on the loop the entire year through. But like I said, we're winding down. I've got one more track for you, and depending on what you know about me or what you've heard from the show before, it may or may not surprise you. I love this next track so much. Again, it's so nostalgic for me. I just remember sitting in like the back of my parents' car or listening to it in the house with my little brother, and we would just kill ourselves laughing about this track. Something about it we found so funny, and it must be the same for other people, because this is one that has endured off of the 1981, dare I say, classic from Second City's Bob and Doug McKenzie. This album is called Great White North. Maybe you already know where this is going, but first let me say, happy holidays. If you celebrate Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah. Whatever you have going on, I really hope that you find the time to be present with the people in your life who you want to spend more time with, to get some rest in, and to have a really lovely holiday overall. Again, I'll be back with you before the year is up, celebrating on New Year's Eve, and I'm sure I'll have some kind of sappy message for you then. But seriously, take care of yourself and have yourself a wonderful stretch here towards the end of the year. And with that being said, gonna turn it over to Bob and Doug McKenzie here on CFRC 101.9 FM with their classic rendition of 12 Days of Christmas.
Okay, Good Day is Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good Day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, so Good Day, this is the Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where?
What are you doing? Snow.
What? Oh, it's a Great White North, and it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Hoser.
What?
Here's a quiz. Quiz for Duck.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right. What are the 12 days of Christmas? Just figure it out, right? Christmas is when?
The 25th.
Right, and what's the 24th, Christmas Eve, right?
That's two.
That's two. And then what's after that?
Boxing wrestling day.
No,
get Boxing out. Day, yeah, yeah.
That's three.
I know.
Then what's after that? Nothing.
New Year's.
Four. And what's...
New Year's Eve?
Five.
Okay.
Where do you get 12?
There's two Saturdays and Sundays in there. That's four. That's nine. And three other days, which I believe are the mystery days.
This is our Christmas song, in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, Jesus.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer. On the third day of Christmas, my true love. gave to me 3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer.
That should be more there, right?
Well,
4th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
More. A 5th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the 6th, the golden
Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2-4,
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay. On the 7th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Six packs of 2-4.
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
I keep forgetting.
Okay. This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go home.
On the 8th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
8 comic books,
7 packs of smoke,
6 packs of
2-4-5. Yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah.
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
Where'd you learn to do that?
Albums.
Bonus.
Good day,
everybody.
Happy New Year.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Late in the 1970s, 4 Kingston women got together to discuss the idea of creating a community house, a place where grassroots organizations, families, and groups could gather. A place where food could be prepared and shared, new skills could be learned, and lively discussion could be encouraged. For over 30 years, Kingston Community House has provided low-cost meeting space for hundreds of groups, allowing people to come together to learn from one another, share resources, and trade skills. As it becomes safe once again to gather in person, we look forward to providing the Kingston community with a comfortable and convenient place to reconnect with one another. Located in downtown Kingston, we operate 7 days a week. For more information on Kingston Community House and how to book, please visit kingstoncommunityhouse.org.
Keep up with what's hot on CFRC Airwaves. Find us today on Instagram and Facebook. Follow us at CFRC Music and keep your finger on the pulse of Kingston's best music mix.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, you also earn a ticket for one of our weekly raffle draws featuring prizes from local businesses including Old Farm Fine Foods, The Screening Room, Smokes Poutinerie, Studio 330, Tango Nuevo, Terra Natural Foods, The Toucan, The Wit, and YGK.